In Egypt, Arab leaders are gathering for summit talks on the prospect of war in Iraq. Leaders of the 22-nation Arab League meet tomorrow in the Red Sea resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh to discuss the crisis which threatens to engulf the region. Today, Arab League foreign ministers work to sketch the outline of a joint resolution on the possibility of war, but they appear to have failed to reach a consensus. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Sharm el-Sheikh.
The annual Arab League summit was originally scheduled for March 24th in Bahrain, one of the countries currently playing host to U.S. forces in the region. At Egypt's insistence, the meeting was brought forward and switched to a more neutral location, the Egyptian seaside resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. The leaders meeting here tomorrow face a daunting task, coming up with a unified position on Iraq. Arab League members are deeply divided on how to deal with the issue, and those divisions are likely to remain even after the summit is over.
I will say that there is a common ground on the issue of the rejection of war. After that, there is no common ground.
Abdelmonim Said is director of the Al-Haram Center for Political and Strategic Studies in Cairo. He says a majority of the 22-nation Arab League opposes a U.S.-led war on Iraq because of the political and economic instability it would bring. Longtime U.S. foes Syria and Iraq, for example, want to pressure members who've allowed U.S. forces on their soil to revoke that privilege. That's something the U.S. allies, chiefly Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Bahrain, simply won't do, especially given Iraq's aggression in the past. Earlier this week, Syria and Libya backed an Iraqi request to postpone the meeting, the Iraqis claiming they needed more time to comply with UN resolutions. But Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak insisted the summit go ahead. Political analyst Walid Kaziha of the American University of Cairo says at this point Arab League leaders may be coming looking more for cover than consensus, especially in the eyes of their own people, many of whom see the U.S. effort as a war on Muslims.
The political reality is that they would try as much as possible to deflect the blame from themselves by saying we couldn't do anything about it. Well, we had a summit meeting and we said we don't want the war. But the real fact is they do not have any muscle. They don't have any leverage vis-a-vis the United States.
U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell yesterday said the Arab League should urge Saddam Hussein to step down and let some responsible leadership take over. But Egypt's Foreign Minister Ahmed Maher said today that we are not in the business of changing the regime of one country or another. Analyst Walid Kaziha says it's highly unlikely that the Arab League will issue such a call, chiefly because Arab leaders worry it could set a dangerous precedent.
If you ask an Arab leader to step down, where will the buck stop? Will it circulate to others? And no one would want this to happen.
Most analysts say that the Arab League will likely come up with some sort of compromise, urging both Iraq and the U.S. to do all they can to prevent a war. Analyst Abdelmonim Said says few leaders harbor any illusions about being able to stop a war, but he says they may have the ability to help postpone a conflict that few desire.
They hope to accomplish something like the Europeans have accomplished, which is, in one hand, to push Saddam Hussein to abide by Security Council resolutions, and on the other hand, to delay the war as much as possible, hoping that will give time for peaceful solutions and avoid war.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Sharm el-Sheikh.